Hi all, my name is Anmol Bhasin and I'm from SQL Server Support Team Microsoft. Today we will be discussing on providing high availability for replication using database mirroring. For this video, we will be discussing for transaction replication only. Well, today's agenda for this video will be overview of transaction replication, database mirroring overview. Then we'll talk about using database mirroring for replication, mirroring the publication database, effect of mirroring state on replication log reader, mirroring the subscription database, and finally a demo. Transactional replication overview. A minimum of 3 server roles are required. Publisher, hosting the publication database. This is the one which publishes articles or tables. Distributor, hosting the distribution database. It has metadata and is responsible for replicating data to subscriptions. Subscriber, hosting the subscription database. A subscriber is a database instance that receives replicated data. Depending on complexity of replication topology, there may be multiple subscriber servers. Transactional replication relies on various agents to perform the tasks associated with tracking changes and distributing data. Well, these agents are Snapshot agent, which runs on distributor. This agent prepares schema and initial data files of published tables and other objects. It stores the snapshot files and records information about synchronization in distribution database. Log reader agent, which runs a distributor. This agent connects to publisher and moves transactions marked for replication from transaction log of the publication database to distribution database. Distribution agent, which runs the distributor again for push subscription and its subscriber for pull subscription. This agent applies the initial snapshot to subscriber and moves the transaction held in distribution database to subscriber. The fourth one is queue reader agent, which runs at the distributor. This agent is only used for transactional replication with updatable subscriptions and move changes made on subscriber back to the publisher. This diagram is self-explanatory, where we can see that initially from publisher we have log reader agent moving the data to distribution database, and then the distribution agent changes from distribution database to the subscription or subscriber database. Now let's talk about database mirroring. Database mirroring works at the database level and provides a single copy of mirror database that must reside on a different server instance, usually on a separate physical server in a different location. Database mirroring has two operating modes: asynchronous database mirroring or high performance mode, and synchronous database mirroring or high safety mode. Under asynchronous operation, transactions commit without waiting for mirror server to write the log to disk, which maximizes performance. Synchronous database mirroring or high safety mode. Under synchronous operation, a transaction is committed on both partners, but at the cost of increased transaction latency. In high safety mode, it is possible to allow automatic failover by adding a third witness server. Now, unlike replication, which works at transaction level, database mirroring works at the level of physical log record by sending the actual log record to the mirror server. Now let's see how we can use database mirroring as a high availability tool for replication. The degree to which database mirroring can be combined with transaction replication depends on which replication database is being considered, as the level of support varies by database. Peer-to-peer replication with database mirroring is not supported. The table lists the replication database and corresponding level of integration with database mirroring. Now, why distribution database can't be mirrored? Well, if you think of distribution database, it is simplest to consider. Distribution database is the one where replication configuration is stored, and it is tightly coupled with the server name where replication is configured. Hence, any failover of the distribution database cannot be tolerated, and so it cannot be mirrored. In the interest of high availability, this means that it is advisable to configure the distribution to be on different physical server from publisher, called remote distributor, rather on the same server called a local distributor. If a remote distributor is configured, it should be clustered for maximum availability. Now, all replication agents that connect to publication database are supported for automatic failover. Now, all replication agents that connect to publication database are supported by automatic failover, like snapshot agent, log reader agent, queue reader agent, merge agent or mirror aware, and SQL merge ActiveX control. The subscription database is more complicated. None of the agents involved in replication are designed to cope with a failover of subscription database. Prior to SQL Server 2008, the only way you could reliably restart the replication stream using supported method was to drop and recreate the subscription to utilize the new principal subscription database. Now, SQL Server 2008 added the capability to create a subscription to the subscriber mirror using an LSN as the starting point from which to start synchronization. Initializing a subscription from LSN can significantly reduce the time needed to return the subscriber to service as compared to full initialization of subscriber from a snapshot or backup. Now let's talk about mirroring the publication database. Well, these are the things which need to be checked. First, the principal and mirror must be configured to use the same distributor with identical settings. To configure the replication agent for failover, set the -publisher-failover-partner parameter for any of the following replication agents that exist, which are snapshot agent, queue reader agent, log reader agent, and so on. In replication monitor, you will see an error which I mentioned below, that is in the log reader agent history in case of a failover initially. Now let's talk about effect of mirroring state on replication log reader or log reader agent. When a publication database is mirrored, log reader agent behavior is governed by the mirroring state of the database. Please keep in mind, log reader agent can only replicate log records that have been hardened in the log on the mirror server. What does that mean? By default, when a publication database is mirrored, log reader agent behavior is governed by the mirroring state of the database. Log reader agent can only replicate log records that have been hardened in log on mirror server. This means it cannot replicate log records with a LSN that is higher than LSN of the last log record that was hardened on the mirror. This behavior introduced latency in the replication stream and has done so that if a mirroring failover occurs, it is guaranteed that subscriber cannot be ahead of the new principal database. When the log reader agent is waiting for transactional log records to be hardened on the mirror, you will see something like a following message entering the log reader agent history. Now, if you look into this table, it lists the default log reader agent behavior for various mirroring states. Now, let's talk about trace flag 1448. In some situation, the effect of mirroring on the latency of replication stream is not acceptable. A new trace flag 1448 allows replication to continue even when the principal database is running exposed or is isolated. When the server is started with trace flag 1448 being enabled, log reader can continue replicating changes regardless of the mirroring state. Now, furthermore, keep in mind that if 1448 trace flag is enabled after failover, it is possible that some of the committed transaction from old principal server may have been replicated but not hardened on the mirror. This means the distributor is effectively ahead of the new principal when it comes online after the manual failover. This causes the log reader agent to fail with the message, "The process could not execute sp_repl done or sp_repl counters on server." There may also be a more detailed message showing the log sequence number that the log reader tried to read. This indicates that the log reader agent has already retrieved log records further ahead in time than the new principal has in its transactional log. Log reader agent can be recovered by using the sp_repl restart store procedure, which resynchronizes the metadata between the publisher and distributor. This can result in subscriber potentially having more data than the publisher. In the event that these changes are made to the publication database again and subsequently replicated, distributor agent will fail with data consistency error. To override these errors, use the distributor agent profile continue on data consistency error. But please note that care should be taken when overriding these errors. Now, if the mirroring partnership is broken after a failover occurs, LogReader agent continues to function as long as it is running at the time that the mirroring is removed. If it is subsequently restarted, LogReader tries to connect to the original principal server, which is no longer serving as publisher, and fails. In this case, it is possible to easily make the LogReader agent continue to work by creating an alias for original publisher on the distributor. Now let's talk about mirroring the subscription database. Failover to the mirror subscription database is a manual procedure. This is a relatively complex procedure, and to achieve reliability and zero data loss, you must perform all of these steps correctly and in the proper order. Careful preparation and execution of subscriber failover procedure is required. SQL Server 2008 introduced a new synchronization type initialized from LSN, which is used internally to support online changes to a peer-to-peer topology. It is a powerful option that is similar to initialize from a backup, except the initialization proceeds from a supplied LSN. This means the transactions that must be applied to new subscription database are limited to those after the supplied LSN, providing the transactions still exist in the distribution database. This makes these options suitable for disaster recovery, because the initialization of subscription database can be much faster than a full reinitialization, and distributor agent starts from where it left off at the time of mirroring failover. Publication must be set to allow initialization from a backup. Now, to successfully initialize from an LSN, the following considerations apply. First, the publisher, distributor, and subscriber must all be running SQL Server 2008 or higher. Distribution retention period must be set to an appropriate non-zero value. To avoid lost transaction and inconsistency between the publication and subscription, reinitialization of the subscription using initialize from LSN must occur before the distribution retention period expires. You must identify and record the LSN of the last update that was successfully applied to the mirror subscription database before the principal mirror failed. Ensure that no event occurs to cause the min auto no sync underscore LSN value in the publication database to be updated after the principal subscription mirror failed. Now, activities that will cause min auto no sync LSN to be updated include the following. Do not add a new article to the publication. Do not make schema changes to existing table in the publication database. Do not enable the allow initialize from backup option on the publisher. If any of the conditions are not met, it may be impossible to initialize the subscription from LSN without loss of data, and a full reinitialization of subscriber from a snapshot or backup will be required. Now we will go for our demo part. Now let me show you the demo which I have configured already. So here I have set the three server instances for demo part. As the name suggests, the distributor is on the, that's a remote distributor, is the server with slash distributor name. For our first demo, that is where the publisher database will be mirrored, this guy will be a principal server and this guy will be a mirror server. The database, which is a part of publication, is principal underscore mirror, and let me show you that. There you go. And as you can see, the subscriber or subscription database I have kept on the, just for the demo part, I have kept it on the same server where distributor is, and the database name is subscriber. And there, if you see this guy, this is our mirror. All right, so now I have already set the particular parameter, which is hyphen publisher failover partner for log reader agent. So if you, let's find out, let me show you that. I believe this is the guy. Yes. So let's go to properties. Now if I added it, there you go. Just add then I have put in this parameter, and it will require restart of log reader agent for this to come into consideration. Now let's do it, let's go ahead and, you know, do the manual failover of the publisher database. So I'm just failing it over manually to the mirror server. If we see, this is gone and this guy's up. Now since this is not accessible, wow, that is the principle, actual publishing database, actual principle. If you see the local sub publication in UI, it will be gone. But on the new guy, there you go, it is available. Now let's go to the replication monitor. This is our actual guy, no information there. Let's go to the mirror and we see the entries there. This is fine. Now let's look at the log reader agent. So the process could not execute SP underscore REPL commands on the database, on the particle, sorry, principle. And let's wait for it to come up. And there you go. It's back. Now you see it is in excellent state. And basically now the log reader agent, although it's not showing you that, it is connecting not on the principle but on the mirror. This, to be sure about it, we will do a dummy insert into a table, and I have already the article which is published, and this is test. So if you see, I'm on the mirror server right now, which is the new principle. And I say failover. To be sure that this value doesn't exist, let's go to the subscriber, and I will also to select start from tests. Yeah, there you go. And I'm doing a new insert into this. Alright. And the value is exists. So what you can clearly see is that application is still working and you have to not do anything. When it the manual failover happened, what actually internally happens is the log reader initially tries to connect to the principal server or the actual publishing database or publisher server, and if it's not able to connect to that, then it goes back to the failover partner, as the parameter tells, that is to the mirror server, and start working from there itself. Now let's go to the second part of our demo, where we are going to set subscriber database for mirroring. So for that, I have ordered this is our publisher database or publication data, which is published database, which is published. This will be our subscriber database or subscription database, and it is also mirrored. And this is the principal, and as earlier, this is the subscriber. Now a few settings which we have to keep in mind for this is that, first of all, in the publication properties, allow initialization from backup should be set to true, as said earlier in the slides. And I think one thing I missed earlier is that all the servers involved, they should be configured to use this remote distributor. Alright? So not what I'm going to do is, just let me open two sessions. So this is our current subscriber, and again the name of the table is test, and we see only one value there. And if we go to the current publisher test, and only one value or one div. So I'm going to do a manual failover. And there you go. So our mirror is down, and the new new principle is up. And we can see it started failing. See the time. An existing connection was closely forced by remote host. Alright. Now we are on the this is the principle, just to make sure that once we did do this manual failover or manual setting of subscriber again, that it actually worked. I'm going to insert a dummy value again. Okay, and this is not going to work because this is right now the mirror. I'm going to take connection of the new principle and showing you the value doesn't exist. This guy is still failing. So I've already kept this script ready, and it is all available in a white paper which I will share in the comment section later, the link to download it. You can find all the script there. It's quite handy. Alright, so I've kept the steps there so we know where we are and it's not like we are lost here. Okay, so first thing is we have to get that LSN from which we are going to reinitialize. So take this query and we are going to run it on new subscriber database. This is the guy. Okay, I'm going to keep this for future reference. Okay, and this, alright. Now we are going to clean up the old subscription from the new subscription database. So we'll copy this. As you see, this is the new subscription. And we'll execute that. Okay. Nothing in there now. What about this guy? Obviously our database is not accessible. Alright. Now, let's create the new subscription. So we are going to execute this on the publisher database. So, this is our publisher. Now this is important, we have to change the LSN here, which is telling us initialize from this LSN. So I'm going to copy this, leaving the zeros at the end. Okay, and execute that. Let's wait for it to complete. Once that is done, we are going to finish the configuration. I'm doing it for push subscription, so we are going to run this code that is sp@ push subscription agent on the publisher. Okay, this is done. Let's wait for it to complete. And the last step will be removing the old subscription. It's not required. That's all right. Done. Let's see how it looks. Now we have to remove the old one. That is this guy. So it's a manual process, but the only good part is you have to not reinitialize using a backup or you know, new snapshot. Just you use the LSN, and it's much more quicker. And with these scripts, it will be very easy. You can keep them handy like I did, and so when actually the issue happens, things will run pretty smooth. Alright, so it is done now. Obviously it's going to run good, but we want to know whether the change moved, and there you can see. So this tells us that there was no data loss, because when we did a failover, we had only this row and we inserted it later on, the second row, and after failover and manually reinitializing the subscription from LSN, we see that the new row does come back to the new subscriber database. What you have to keep in mind is that when you are adding a subscription using LSN, and what you get the value of the LSN from where to start on, just remove the trailing zeros and put the value there and you will be good to go. Now this script is pretty handy, and it's already been I referred one white paper which I'm going to put in comment section to link from where you can download it. I hope this was a good session. In case of you have any further queries, just shoot me an email, and my email ID is anmolb@microsoft.com, and have a nice day. Bye bye.